5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Get daily interview, roundtable discussion, all the latest gaming coverage, developer interviews, the latest news from the crew.
A Gamertag Radio exclusive.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Here we go.
E3 2016 coverage starts now.
A lot of dynamic weather effects, so, you know, it could be sunny at one point in the match, the next round it could start raining. There's also these epic kind of slowdown, like, match-ending, like, hits that really kind of bring the game to life, and we'll show some of that through some of the demo that we're going to be running later in the presentation. So, at its core, Tekken is a fighting game, right? We got a lot of new characters to the game. Tekken's one of those franchises that's just been known to have these iconic characters from around the globe, from real world places. To the right, we have Katarina from Brazil. We have Claudio from Italy. Lucky Chloe, Shaheen from the Middle East, and my personal favorite from my motherland, Josie Rizal from the Philippines. So there's a lot of new characters, a lot of new moves to learn, a lot of new content. And obviously, we have Akuma from Street Fighter. You guys checked out the trailer. It's pretty amazing how we've been able to kind of transition him into the 3D space. All the Shoto style movesets are actually in the game, including fireballs. So I hope you guys get a chance to actually jump on the demos too, check out how he plays. But he's also actually innovating to the story too. So what we're gonna do, we got Abby over there. She's fallen asleep, but she is going to derive the story mode for us with the Heihachi Mishima.
Kazumi-dono tono yakusoku, hatasou! Kazumi-dono... Son of...
one was you.
So what we're gonna walk through is basically what Harada Sama is actually playing on stage at the Microsoft Stage Show. So the cool thing with Storm Mode in Tekken 7 is actually gonna go from in-game cinematics to seamlessly into actual battles. So this is kind of the first epic showdown between Hanzo and Akuma. If you guys are checking out the subtitles at the bottom of the screen, basically Akuma has to fulfill a promise to Kazumi, which is Hayashi's wife. He promised Kazumi, if anything should happen to her, that he would destroy Hayashi as well as his son Kazuya. So now it's party time. You guys noticed that they are actually in the Mishima Dojo. It's one of the cooler stages in Tekken 7. And you guys arrived to the South Hall lobby. We actually replicated this out there. There's some cosplayers too, so you guys can check it out in the picture. Get one of the cool hats that we're doing out. You guys will also notice that there's some interactive scenes. So some button directional prompts pop up, give you kind of some options, as well as dialogue fully integrated into the battle as well. Wow, that's the first time Navi's ever missed that. Don't blame it on the controller. Nicely done, good recovery. So all his Shoto-style movesets, as well as the Raging Demon. What would Akuma be in Tekken 7 without that? You also notice, I forgot to mention, is that he had an EX meter at the bottom of the screen. That is specific to Akuma, so he can also pull off the EX moves as well as super moves from Street Fighter 2. Alright, let's give a round of applause to Abby. Wakey, wakey, ace and bakey. So just to kind of tease the story a little bit more, we'll be releasing some more of the story arc. As you guys know, this is kind of following up from Tekken 6 and this kind of epic 20-year family feud that the Mishima clan is kind of going through. At the core, it's definitely between Heihachi and Kazuya, this father-son type of battle. You guys saw in that trailer, it's taking it back to the volcano. Who's going to get thrown in there this time? I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Sorry about that, let's go back, yeah. Battle mechanics, so, fighting game. Battle mechanics, super important, right? So, we have three new things in Tekken 7. I like to call them tools for players to actually utilize. They are the Rage Arch, Rage Drives, and Power Crushes. These kind of add a new layer of combat onto kind of Tekken 7 that make it a little more interesting and actually make it a little more accessible to players of all skill levels. So, what we got back in the room is Evelina and Ian. I think Abby is leading right now with 3-1 over Ian. So we'll see how they do today.
Get ready for the
Ian is playing one of the new characters, Lucky Clone, and Abby is playing her her fave, Fang. And they're gonna show us some of the new battle mechanics.
Hi!
So adorable.
Could I jump?
Alright, time to get the party started. Abby and Ian both kind of feed off applause and nods, so please encourage them. Yesterday I promised him a steak dinner. I don't know what he's gonna eat tonight.
Yeah.
So right now, Lucky Chloe is in rage mode. This is coming back on Tekken 6. Ooh, we have a rage art come out. Ooh, nicely done. 99. Go to bed, Ian. So, in rage mode, you actually deal more damage. So you have a couple options. You can stay in rage mode and actually do more damage, come back a little quicker, or you can use these new tools. The rage art, which you just saw Bang execute, is similar to a super move. There's also something called a rage trap in the game. These are specific to characters with different properties. Some of them could be offensive, some of them could be defensive. Bang is actually defensive. And what we just saw right there, usually that shoulder blasts them maybe about two character lengths away, but that will blow them halfway through the screen. We got Slipping Clover. Ooh, there we go. With the wall break. We can combo that into a rage drive too. But, Bang is not having any of that. So something new also is the Power Crush. These are armor beams. These are something that you can actually use to absorb damage from your opponent, but actually still come through and strike and continue combo. As so. Ooh, double it up. Not having any of that. Let's go. Right there was the Rage Drive. As you see, that shoulder blaster straight to the wall. Alrighty, let's go. Let's get one round. Let's make this exciting. With the Power Crush ending, solid. Ooh, someone's been practicing back there. I don't like it. Obviously, you guys noticed that the battles return to classic 1v1 battles. And there is no more battle system in the game. Which means you won't be juggling continuously in the air for 20 hits. What do you guys want? A $20 gift card to Starbucks? That sounds like a good plan. Let's see. Grande Caramel Macchiato. Oh! Juicy! 7 golden letters. That is a perfect, ladies and gents. All right. Let's give a round of applause to Ian and Evelina back there. All right. Just some quick notes to leave you guys with. Coming to Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC Steam in early 2017. Hope you guys enjoyed the demo. I'm going to hand it over to Wilson Chang, Senior Brand Manager of Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, and he's going to talk about some exciting stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're live here, E3 2016, Day 2, and I have a good friend of ours here from all the way. Well, you know what? I want him to introduce himself. Tony. What's up, Tony? Introduce yourself.
Hey, what's going on, Danny? How you doing, man? Yeah, Tony Polanco. I'm from Geek.com, the Coalition, and I host the Throwdown podcast. Here at A3, baby, loving it. You can hear it in my voice. I'm all right now.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about Tekken, man. Tekken, we just played the new game here, and of course you used Akuma from Street Fighter. Your thoughts, man, because you're a huge Tekken fan.
Right.
Not really.
Street Fighter.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you bring that up because I'm not really a big Tekken fan, right? But I love Street Fighter, so Akuma felt right, you know? Like, I was able to do all his moves and stuff. But it just in general, I think, because I know Tekken has, like, a big kind of beefy feel to it. But so I like how that was put in there with Akuma and stuff, and it just balanced itself out really well, you know?
Yeah, it felt right with the controller and everything. I mean, what do you think of the environment, the graphic-wise, and just the level that we play, too?
Yeah, see, I'm old school, man. I still remember like stuff like Virtua Fighter back in the day. Remember how those games should look? So seeing the way it looks now with the graphics and stuff, it's just amazing, you know. Like I always felt that backgrounds in fighting games are almost as important as the actual game itself because they give you a sort of feel to it. Like it could be a character on its own, you know. And I like how this one has like multi-tiered stages and stuff, and, you know. So it's not just the same thing over and over again. And they also seem a little bit reactive to whatever you do, you know. So it keeps things very interesting.
Yeah, I mean. Right now they have here the Xbox One version. I would like to see how it is for like the PlayStation 4 and everything like that. Do you see yourself buying this game in the future or what?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because, you know, like I said, I'm not really the biggest Tekken fan. But after being let down by Street Fighter V, I think I may pick this up because I'm pretty sure this game's going to have, like, you know, all the features that we're expecting and stuff. And speaking about Xbox, actually, because remember, the original Xbox 360, right, the D-pad was not very good. This D-pad was pretty excellent. But I, at the same time, being a fighting fan that I am, I was still suggest you either get a fighting stick or like a fight pad to play this. You know?
That's one thing for this demo. For some reason, the analog stick wasn't working. I don't know. Maybe because of the demo or the setup. I don't know. But I mean, it feels comfortable playing it. You know, I'm not a huge fighting person. You know, but this is cool. I really enjoy this game, man. And we were having a blast. We were talking smack talk the whole time and everything, man. But it was a lot of fun.
Let me tell you right now. Danny right here, this dude's a pool hustler. He's like, I'm not that good at fighting games. But this dude was whipping my butt, man. He was whipping my butt. Like, I won, but just by a little bit, you know. I had mad fun. But that's what fighting games are about to me, man. Like, you get there with your friends, you know, and you play. Even if you lose, you have fun, you know.
Yeah, man. All right, so we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Take it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
My name is Mark Religioso. I am the brand manager for Tekken 7 at Bandai Namco Entertainment America.
Awesome, man. Great presentation. I was inside checking out the presentation and everything. There's a lot of new things in this game compared to the previous game. So for those that not here, the gamers, tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of new stuff in there. Obviously, you know, what's a fighting game without new characters? There's 8 or 9 brand new characters to the game. So there's a whole new kind of Tekken world out there with these new characters, new moves, new combos. Addition to that, Akuma Street Fighter's in the game too. All his Shoto-style movesets are in there. His Dragon Punch, his Fireball, everything. Everything in the 3D space. In addition to that, there's also new battle mechanics and what we're calling them are Rage Arts, which are kind of like super moves. Rage Drives, which are other moves that are kind of different for each character. They have different properties. They can be defensive or offensive, so it's a new tool for them to use. And Power Crushes, which are basically like armored moves. So you can actually still complete a strike, but you actually absorb damage at the same time. So there's a lot of new content, and it's also, we're happy to announce that it's coming to Steam PC for the first time. So A lot of stuff.
I mean, I know there's other people that would like to know, is this is also coming out for PlayStation 4? Because I know they announced it at the Xbox.
Yeah, definitely. We announced PlayStation 4 a while back, but it is on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
Cool. Now, Akuma from Street Fighter, a lot of the gamers that play that game on Street Fighter, it's very, very similar. The controls, because I play it, it plays awesome. It plays very, very smooth. Tell us a little bit about that, to get it perfectly, almost exactly how it is in the original game.
Yeah, we definitely want him to have a natural feel, natural transition for people that actually play him in Street Fighter. We even pulled some of the mechanics of Street Fighter and put them into the game. You notice there is EX in Super Meter at the bottom, so that's pulled straight from Street Fighter. So there's 2 punch buttons and 2 kick buttons, so you can actually still pull off EX moves, and even the button inputs for Raging Demon are exactly the same. So it's a really, really fluid thing. So a lot of the combos that actually work in Street Fighter will actually work in Tekken as well.
You know, I'm excited because, you know, I have a lot of my listeners that they are into, like, esports and everything. I think this is, like, the perfect game to also start doing that once again, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know if you heard, but we actually started this arcade tour in the U.S.
Okay.
So we actually are going to 18 different cities across the U.S. and we'll actually culminate at North American Finals. So it started in March, and we're hitting all the kind of big fighting game community events like Final Round, Combo Breaker, Northwest Majors, as well as the Wizard World Gaming Contour. So we're getting the best Tekken players in America on the game right now as it is in arcades. And it's actually a free tournament, so you actually enter for free, but you can actually win money, too, at the same time.
Hey, that's not bad, right?
Yeah, definitely. You can check out the action on our BNEA Bandai Namco official fight channel on YouTube. We do a lot of recaps. We also have a new Twitter handle. It's at Tekken. We also do a monthly stream called Tekken Talk with Mark Julio.
Okay. Oh, awesome, man. So one more time, Tekken 7. Early 2017, right?
Early 2017.
Not bad, guys. Not bad. All right, but thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.